Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let's dive in. We're tackling community takeovers in meme coin trading today. CCOs, for those in the know, you know, there's this buzz about how they can like breathe new life into projects and even, well, maybe even lead to some crazy profits. Just imagine turning $8,500 into over $800,000 in an hour. That's the kind of story that's got everyone talking, right?
It definitely grabs your attention, that's for sure. It speaks to, I think, the excitement around this whole space.
Yeah.
But beyond just the hype, what really fascinates me is how CTOs actually like embody the core principles of crypto, you know, decentralization, that community empowerment, and kind of this rebellious energy against traditional finance.
Yeah, it's like the Wild West, but in the digital age, right?
Okay, but before we get too lost in that romantic vision, let's break it down to the basics. We're working with a brand new article from Medium, dropped just this month, November 2024. It's by Av AI, and it's called Community Takeover, CTO in Meme Coin Trading. This is our roadmap for this deep dive. It's a good place to start for sure. The article gives us a clear definition of what a CTO is. It happens when the original developers of a meme coin project kind of step back. And the community, the people holding the tokens, they decide to take control.
So it's like a digital coup, but instead of grabbing power, it's more about saving a project.
Yeah, or at least steering it in a new direction.
Okay, so let's paint a picture for our listeners. You've invested in a meme coin. Maybe it's doing all right. Maybe it's just kind of sitting there. Then suddenly, boom, the original developers vanish. What happens next?
Well, a few things could happen. Sometimes it's planned, a smooth handover of control. But other times, it's messier. You know, maybe disagreements in the team or they lose interest, or even worse, those rug pulls where the creators disappear with everyone's money. It's in those moments of uncertainty that the community can decide, hey, we're not letting this project die. We believe in it. We're taking charge.
So like a phoenix rising from the ashes. The community becomes the driving force, responsible for development, governance, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. It's a really interesting example of collective action, you know,
yeah.
Fueled by passion, shared purpose. And yeah, let's be real. Often that hope of big financial gains, like that $8,500 turning into $800,000, that's a powerful motivator.
No doubt about it. But for those who might not be super familiar with all the crypto lingo, can we unpack what makes meme coins so prone to these dramatic turnarounds?
Absolutely. Meme coins, by their very nature, are super volatile. They're often driven by hype, social media trends, and this sense of community belonging. This creates an environment where prices can shoot up or crash incredibly fast. Now throw a CTO into the mix, where a community takes over with renewed energy. And a vision for the future, and yet you've got a recipe for some serious price action.
Like pouring gasoline on an already raging fire. So this volatility, while scary for some, is exactly what attracts traders looking for those massive, quick wins.
Exactly. It's a high-risk, high-reward game. And the potential rewards can be huge. The article mentions GigaChad, ticker symbol GIGA. It saw its market cap explode from $11 million to $47 million after a community takeover. That kind of growth is what drives the frenzy around CTOs.
Wow, that's a crazy jump. No wonder people are trying to get in early on these potential moonshots. But how do you even spot a promising CTO before it takes off? Seems like trying to catch lightning in a bottle.
It's definitely a challenge. Requires a deep understanding of the market and the project undergoing the takeover. You have to analyze the community's strength, why the CTO is happening, and the potential for growth. It's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
So you need a keen eye, some intuition, and maybe a good dose of luck.
Those things definitely help. But there are also tools and resources to help navigate this tricky landscape. That's where platforms like Av AI come in.
Ah, Av AI, the AI-powered platform that's been making waves in the crypto world. Are they claiming to have cracked the code on predicting meme coin movements?
They've positioned themselves as experts in identifying and analyzing potential CTOs. And their platform does offer a lot of data and insights that can be really valuable for traders. But remember, no tool is perfect. Relying solely on AI is never a good idea.
That's a good point. It's important to use these tools as a guide, but you still need to do your own research. Speaking of informed decisions, what are some key things traders should look at when evaluating a potential CTO?
One of the most crucial factors is the strength of the community. A passionate and engaged community is essential for a successful CTO. They need to be organized, driven, and have a clear vision for the project's future.
So it's not just about the tech or the tokenomics, it's about the human element, the collective will of the community to make things happen.
Exactly. You also need to understand the reasons behind the CTO. Was it planned? Did the developers abandon the project? Or were there more, let's say, nefarious factors at play?
Right. You don't want to end up on a sinking ship or worse, get caught in a scam. So digging into the project's history and the context of the takeover is crucial.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you need to consider the market dynamics. Is there genuine interest in the project? Is there trading volume? Are there any red flags that should give you pause?
It sounds like there's a lot to think about. It's not just about blindly following hype or chasing the next pump.
You need to approach CTOs with a careful eye and a healthy dose of skepticism. While the potential rewards are exciting, the risks are very real. And that's something we'll dig deeper into as we continue exploring community takeovers.
We've covered a lot of ground, but feels like we're just scratching the surface. We'll be back in a bit to continue our deep dive into the world of CTOs. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone.
Ready to dive back into the world of community takeovers.
We've got the basics down, but now let's get a bit more tactical.
Yeah, let's talk about how to navigate these CTOs, using a mix of research, analysis, and a little bit of that gut feeling.
Sounds like a plan. But before we go too far, let's circle back to Ave AI for a sec.
Right. We mentioned their platform is designed to help traders spot those potential CTOs.
Yeah. They're like the crypto detectives, using AI to cut through all the noise and find those hidden gems.
That's a good way to put it. But just to be clear, they're not fortune tellers or anything. The platform provides data and insights, but it's still up to the trader to understand that information and make smart decisions.
So it's like having a powerful telescope, but you still need to know where to point it and how to read the stars.
The perfect analogy. So let's unpack some of the specific features AI offers and how they can be used with CTOs.
Sounds good to me. One thing that caught my eye was their real-time data analysis. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. They track a bunch of metrics that can help assess the health and momentum of a meme coin project.
Like what? Give us some examples.
Well, one key metric is liquidity. It basically measures how easy it is to buy or sell a coin without really affecting its price.
Right. You don't want to be stuck with a bunch of tokens you can't get rid of.
Exactly. Low liquidity can be a warning sign, especially in a volatile market like meme coins.
So high liquidity is a good thing then?
Generally, yes. It usually means there's healthy buying and selling activity, which is important if you want to jump in or out of a trade quickly.
Makes sense. What else do they keep an eye on?
They also monitor transaction volume. That gives you a sense of how much trading is happening around a particular coin.
So you can see if there's a spike in interest, maybe even before a CTO officially happens.
Exactly. A sudden jump in volume could be an early sign that something's up.
Like seeing a flock of birds suddenly take off, something must have startled them.
I like that analogy. And this is where AI's AI capabilities come in.
Oh, tell me more.
They use machine learning algorithms to analyze market activity, to identify patterns that might signal a CTO is coming.
So they're not just looking at raw data. They're trying to find the story behind the numbers.
Exactly. They're looking for those subtle changes in sentiment, trading behavior, and community activity. Those often happen before a takeover.
It's like they're reading the tea leaves of the crypto market.
In a way, yes. But remember, these are just signals, not guarantees.
Right. No crystal ball is perfect, even a digital one with AI.
But even with those limitations, Ave AI offers some helpful tools for risk mitigation.
That's good to hear, especially in a market that can feel like a minefield sometimes.
Their platform has some pretty advanced security checks. That flag tokens with potential red flags.
Okay, like what? Give us an example.
Well, they can actually analyze the code of a smart contract, looking for vulnerabilities or anything suspicious.
So they're like code whisperers, able to spot hidden dangers that most people wouldn't see.
That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
They also look for any history of scams or shady behavior from the developers.
Right, because a CTO led by a team with a questionable past is probably not a good investment.
Exactly. And they also assess the project's transparency and governance, Lack of transparency can be a big red flag, especially with CTOs.
So they're looking for projects that are open and accountable to their community.
Precisely. That's a key sign of a healthy and sustainable project.
Sounds like Ave AI is really trying to give traders the information they need to make good decisions.
That's their aim, for sure. And they go beyond just security checks. They also track community trends.
We've talked about the importance of a strong community, but how do you actually measure that?
Well, Ave AI analyzes things like social media sentiment, how the community's grown over time, and how engaged the token holders are.
So they're looking for communities that are passionate, active, and growing.
Exactly. They understand that a vibrant and dedicated community is crucial for a successful CTO.
It's like the collective energy of the community fuels the rocket ship.
I like that analogy. And Ave AI gives you the tools to measure and analyze that energy.
This is all starting to click. But let's not forget, most people are interested in CTOs for the potential profits.
Of course. And Ave AI's tools can help develop a profit-driven CTO strategy.
Tell me more. I'm all ears.
It starts with identifying potential CTOs early on, before the price explodes.
So you're using their platform to scan the market for those under-the-radar opportunities.
Precisely. Then you do your research, checking the strength of the community, and if the project is viable.
Like searching for those hidden gems, those diamonds in the rough that could take off.
Exactly. And once you've found a promising CTO, you need a clear plan for getting in and out.
Right. That's key. Knowing when to buy, how much to invest, and when to take profits or cut your losses.
Absolutely. Discipline and risk management are essential in this game.
It's like surfing. You need to know when to catch the wave, ride it, and then jump off before it wipes you out.
Another great analogy. And Ave AI can help you with all of that. They provide the data, the insights, and the tools to navigate this exciting yet volatile market.
They're like your CTO co-pilot, guiding you through the turbulence.
That's a perfect way to describe it. Mm-hmm. They're empowering traders to make smarter decisions and hopefully increase their chances of success.
This has been really insightful. We've learned a lot about approaching CTOs strategically and how Ave AI can help with that.
But before we move on, I want to emphasize one thing.
Go for it.
Ave AI provides valuable tools, but they're not a magic solution.
Right. No algorithm can predict the future perfectly.
Exactly. You have to use these tools along with your own research, analysis, and intuition.
So finding that balance between data-driven insights and your own judgment.
Precisely. And remember, the crypto market is constantly changing. What works today might not work tomorrow.
So it's a never-ending learning process.
Absolutely. Stay curious, stay informed, and always be ready to adapt.
Well said. We'll be back soon to wrap up our deep dive into community takeovers in meme coin trading. Stay with us.
Welcome back to the deep dive, everyone.
Glad to have you back as we wrap up our exploration of community takeovers.
We've really gone deep on the mechanics of CTOs, the potential risks, the potential rewards.
And we even explored how tools like Ave AI can give traders an edge in this landscape.
But now I'm kind of curious to zoom out a bit.
Yeah, let's look at the bigger picture.
Okay, and listen, what's the broader significance of these community takeovers?
You know, to me, CTOs are a really interesting case study in how power and control are changing in the digital age.
It's almost like we're watching a live experiment in decentralized governance. Exactly. Think about it. A group of people, united by their passion for a project, they come together and take control from the original creators.
It's a huge shift from traditional models of company ownership and decision-making.
Absolutely. And even though the meme coin space might seem like a small corner of the internet,
the principles at play here have much wider implications.
It's about the power of collective action, the potential for technology to disrupt established systems.
And that growing desire for people to have more control over their digital lives.
It's a fascinating trend, and I think it's only going to get bigger in the coming years.
You know, it strikes me that CTOs are almost like a mini version of a much bigger movement toward decentralization.
I see what you mean, yeah. We're seeing similar trends popping up in other parts of the crypto world.
Like the rise of DAOs, those decentralized autonomous organizations.
Right. Those are basically community-run entities that operate without traditional hierarchies or middlemen.
Making decisions, allocating resources, even launching projects.
Yeah.
All through this decentralized, consensus-driven process.
It's a radical new way of organizing and working together, all powered by the same tech behind cryptocurrencies.
Blockchain, the foundation of this whole movement toward decentralization.
Exactly. And it's not just limited to finance or tech either.
We're seeing these ideas take root in other sectors too.
Art, music, healthcare, education, you name it.
Like a ripple effect, spreading out from the crypto world.
And it's making us ask some big questions about the future of power, control, and ownership.
A future that's exciting, but also a bit unnerving.
Definitely. But it's a future we're all shaping, whether we realize it or not.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question.
Go ahead.
We've seen communities take over meme coins, but could this model work in other parts of our lives?
Now, that's a fascinating question. Imagine a world where communities could take control of their local schools, hospitals, even whole cities.
Sounds like something out of science fiction.
Maybe, but the tech and the tools are already here.
It all comes down to whether we're willing to embrace these new ways of governing and organizing ourselves.
It's a conversation we need to have, and one that's going to become increasingly important in the years ahead.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that wraps up our exploration of community takeovers in meme coin trading.
It's been a fascinating journey.
We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of CTOs.
And that you've gained some valuable insights into this exciting, rapidly evolving space.
As always, we encourage you to keep exploring, learning, and challenging the status quo.
The future is being written right now, and we all have a part to play.
Until next time, keep diving deep.